This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Usman Shaikh. Usman, visionary founder and CEO of XIQ, leads a revolutionary B2B sales and marketing platform that uses generative AI, behavioral science, and ChatGPT for a personality-centric approach. Usman, a futurist and design thinker, seeks to humanize B2B sales through generative AI and psychology. A graduate of the University of Michigan, which we won't hold against him, Usman has held various global roles at SAP and guest lectures on AI and B2B sales at top business schools. Thanks so much for being here today, Usman.
Thank you so much, Diane, and nice to meet you on your podcast.
It's nice to meet you too. And I only joke about U of M because I went to Michigan State. So, you know, have to put that little dig in there, but I really am.
Fair point.
Yeah. I am thrilled to have you here. And I love this subject of B2B sales and AI. So explain to the listeners how you think generative AI enhances a B2B sales strategy.
Oh, yeah, great question. So today we are living at a point where within the sales process, there's a lot of data points, right? If we have to be, I'm trying to quit on this email of mine so it stops making that chiming noise, but anyway. today, if we have to really personalize and get to know our prospects and our customers, there's a lot of information out there. There's information around people. There's information around companies. There's information around products. There's information around the industry. There's information around competitors. And a good salesperson needs to be equipped with all the insights because they need to be a value-adding thought partner to their prospect. That's what's going to help them distinguish and stand out from the run-of-mill everybody else that's competing for the same client. And so how generative AI helps you do it, it helps you gather all this information, distill it, analyze it, and provide insights and speaking points to salespeople that they can use at different parts of their sales or the buyer's buying journey. So at the start of the conversation, it's very important for me to understand what is the behavior and motivation of my prospect. And as I get to know them and engage them, I need to become much more familiar with, for example, how I should communicate with them, how I should write emails, how I should speak to them on a call, how I should conduct meetings. And during this whole process, as we go along, I will need a lot of data points for me to be able to personalize and give a unique experience to my prospect and to the person I'm engaging with. Generative AI will help me collect these different data points. And there's millions and millions of these now out there. There's so many data points, which is the good news, that I can actually get access to this great information. There's so many data points out there. That's the good news. The bad news is that there's too many data points out there, and I have to go collect that and analyze that, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's where generative AI, if you can imagine, is a tool set that can really, really help us in being able to analyze and give personalized service and also conduct strategies, right? So there's two ways companies build strategies. They build strategies by looking at what are the current pain points of a particular company or an industry, and how can we go about, you know, addressing those pain points? Or the better way that I like is, what are the opportunities in that industry? Because we're all forward thinking. We're living for tomorrow. So I need to build my strategy for what's going to happen tomorrow, how I can generate revenue and growth from tomorrow. And so I need to look at what are the opportunities, and I need to be able to map my solutions to those opportunities. Again, a generative AI can help me collect all these various data points and conduct strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat analysis, which every good salesperson should do. But let's face it, who has the time or the expertise to do it? Right, Diane?
Right, right. So why not use these tools? I love this because I see how that, so one of the things that I believe is salespeople should be using discovery a lot in their process as opposed to persuasion. So this is one of these places where that discovery, you can bring it to you instead of like having to go out and search their website and look for news stories about them. You know, if I'm understanding this right, this is how B2B salespeople can really pull that information toward them. They still have to go through it and figure out where, you know, what things are useful and valuable for them, but it gives them a conversation starter, really, with their prospect, so their prospect feels that connection.
Absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, much, much more than a conversation starter. So think about it this way. We use Alexa and Siri all the time, right? Mm-hmm. What is the Alexa and Siri equivalent of the B2B sales cycle? And for us at XIQ, it's Gilroy. So Gilroy is our AI-based sales bot. And Gilroy is tapping into a number of different databases. So XIQ has assembled a very robust, curated database of companies. And within each company, we provide you with news. We provide you with who the executive level staff are. What are they saying in the news? What are they saying on social media? We help you collect financials. If it's public listed companies, there will be annual reports, earning reports. We have videos in there. We have a lot of information on companies. Likewise, we have a lot of information on individuals. And with the case of individuals, we have also created this behavioral science algorithm, which taps into the psychology of how people make buying decisions. You've heard of Myers-Briggs. There's another famous personality assessment methodology called DISC. DISC stands for Dominant, Influencing, Steady, and Conscientious. It was invented about 100 years ago and has gone through analyzing billions of people. Usually the way this was administered is people had to take tests. And when they took tests, a week or so later, they would find out, quote unquote, what color is my parachute? And then they would choose a career path or some guidance. Well, fast forward to the age of AI and fast forward to the age of where there's tremendous amount of digital breadcrumbs in the out there on the internet. Sure. And today, AI-based algorithms can do that. So coming back to what I was saying, the Siri equivalent of B2B sales is Gilroy. I can turn to Gilroy and I can simply ask Gilroy, give me, what are the opportunities for a company? Tell me, what are conversation starters and icebreakers for Diane? And it will go in and it will find out what your personality is, Are you somebody that likes to get into the weeds, a lot of details, or are you somebody that likes to touch at the high level? It will also find out what could be your personal interest, golf, squash, cooking, traveling, where you may have traveled to. It will bring all those. And not only will it bring all those, it will summarize them. Not only will it summarize them, if I ask it, it will even make it into a talk script for me, right? And so these are the advantages that tools and platforms like XIQ now deliver to salespeople. So if we're still sitting there going to the LinkedIn and trying to gather information on, you know, that, which is what I exactly what I want people to know about me, and not get the additional and not be able to tie that back to the company and the industry and the role I do, then I am only scratching the surface. And I'm scratching the surface where at a point in time where there are tools such as XIQ that help you get a lot more detail, and not only a lot more detail, summarize it into a succinct talk script that helps me look intelligent and start an intelligent conversation with you. That's the difference, right?
Yeah, right. I love that. So what are some of the considerations that B2B sales professionals should be looking at when they're thinking about adopting generative AI tools?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'll step to the side from this for a second and kind of give a little view on what's happening that's wrong in the sales space.
Sure.
So we have mislabeled and misunderstood certain solutions that are very pervasive. So for example, CRM. CRM is a pipeline management and a forecasting tool for managers, for leaders, sales leaders. It is not an enabler of the sales cycle. Yet, we have made it synonymous with selling. Like, oh, you know, I have to go to CRM and it will help me sell. No, it will not help me sell. And sellers are disappointed, yet this is the most important tool that organizations force their salespeople to live by. Now, you know, granted, I don't want my sales team to be entering stuff into an Excel spreadsheet. I want to have a CRM, and it is a very important tool for me, but it is not a sales enabler.
Yeah.
It is a management tool, right? So first things first, we need to get the definitions of what these tools are meant to do correct. LinkedIn is a professional social network. It is not a sales enablement tool. Yes, I can find out individuals in there. I can connect. I can ask for introductions and so on. Very, very valuable. I can post stuff, look really good on that tool, you know, build my personal brand, have a lot of connections, convey to my connections that I'm knowledgeable in that particular domain. Very valuable. It is not a sales enablement tool. Sales is driven around understanding your prospects, communicating with prospects, solving the problems of your prospects, understanding what the future holds for your prospect, and then being able to map your solutions. Those two tools, CRM and these professional social media networks, do not fit the bill of what is actually required to conduct B2B sales. So, what are the pitfalls to avoid? Avoid going into those solutions that were designed 30 years ago with a particular objective in mind. They still continue to be really, really good at doing those objectives. But my needs are, as a salesperson, different from managing my pipeline. Yes, I need to manage my pipeline. I'm not saying no to that. But it is not going to help me close a deal. End of the story, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, we need to get honest about what makes this happen. Secondly, now that we know what the landscape is, we now need to go in and identify tools that are using AI and generative AI to help me improve my quality of selling. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, give me better insights, give me better talking points, do a better analysis, let me understand what's happening in the industry so that when I open my mouth for the first time in front or send my first email to my client, it resonates. Instead of, how many times, Diane, do you receive those emails? Sometimes they won't even refer you to by your first name. They'll say, hey there, did you look at my email from 2 weeks ago? What do you think? Right? How many do you receive? I receive at least 10, 20 a day like that.
Oh, right? Easily. My favorite is when they call me sir.
There you go. Or would you be the right person?
Right.
Right? Right. Or can you introduce me to the right person in your organization?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, this is why B2B sales is, it's a great profession. Selling is a great profession, but it has a very bad reputation because of these kind of tactics.
Absolutely. This is why I love having this conversation, because this is about really understanding your prospect and being able to engage in a conversation with them in a way that is problem solving and intelligent. So it's really great. Now let me ask you a somewhat different question. It's about ChatGPT. It feels like, from what I've heard, that ChatGPT has some constraints. So I'm curious about what they are and what you see in the future for that kind of technology.
Yeah. So ChatGPT is a really good platform, and I applaud them for the fact that they have they've demystified AI.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of wrong impressions around AI. Last November, almost a year ago, they've been out now, and every single child knows what generative AI is and how AI works. And it's really kind of lowered the barrier of entry around people. There was a lot of skepticism around AI, and they've done a great job. It's a great research tool, broadly speaking, but it is not a focused sales tool. In order to have a focused sales tool that saves time for sellers, you have to be very pointed. So for example, I'll give you an example using our platform, SWOT analysis. Now, SWOT analysis, when you go to a good sales school, every teacher will tell you, you must know your SWOT. Yet, when we graduate from that school, and proverbially speaking school, when we graduate from that training course, who does SWOT analysis? Nobody. It's forgotten. We go to places like the Challenger methodology and these personality-driven sales methodologies and so on. There's a coach in the room who helps you identify who's the challenger, who's the mobilizer. The moment that course is over, who uses that?
Yeah.
Right? So in order for salespeople and marketing people, they need to have what are tools of their trade readily available to them with a focus on that. So my SWOT analysis should be there. XIQ does that. My personality insights should be there. XIQ does that. My sales alerts should be there. XIQ does that. By the way, interestingly enough, we use ChatGPT's large language model. The other great thing that ChatGPT has done, that they have opened up their APIs to help you create these GPTs. So we have, for example, at XIQ, created XIQ GPT, which is the large language model. Large language model means that I can use natural language to communicate with these databases. And instead of having to write SQL code or other kind of code, I can just simply type a question or ask verbally a question now and say, Gilroy, help me write an email to Diane that addresses her personal motivations, addresses her job's biggest challenges, and maps my solution, identifying how we can add value to Diane. That's a very tall order, period. If you want to fill that response properly, address that, if you want to respond to that request properly, even a great salesperson we'll spend a couple of hours at the least getting all the data points together. Today, Gilroy can do that in less than 10 seconds, right? So the quality improves. Now, ChatGPT, if I have to do this, potentially I could do it, but I would have to become a prompt engineer who would have to write all these various prompts, and then I would have to collate it together. Now, granted, ChatGPT moves you from, let's say, zero, and I say the current state of how we are selling is, given what we have capabilities to do, zero, right? We have the ability to operate at 100 miles per hour, and the way we've been doing things, we're in a standstill motion because we're sending out, hey there, kind of spam, right? So we're at zero. We have the opportunity to run at 100 miles per hour. ChatGPT gets us to 40, 50 miles per hour, maybe even more. But I still have to invest time in doing it. Now, would it not be nice if already there was a tool that could go to the right sources of data, have these questions already pre-programmed within it, and at a press of a button or at the asking of a question, it would immediately bring us the right response. And so that's what ChatGPT does. It moves us quite a bit further along. It definitely accelerates us, but it also creates a certain challenge, which is that now I have to start becoming a prompt engineer. Mm-hmm. A prompt engineer, mind you, is a lot easier than becoming a computer engineer, right? Or a programmer. So it's a lot easier, but still I have to learn how I need to speak to a computer or an AI engine, right? I have to learn how to speak to that. And what are the right ways of framing those questions? You come to XIQ, prompt library already there. These are the frequently asked prompt. Click on this, insert the name of the person you want to write to, and voila, 3 to 5 seconds later, the answer is right there. That's agility. Not only is the answer over there, it's got a lot of good quality. It's done all the research. That's excellent. Now the good salesperson that was spending hours, if they were going to be able to do it, basically in 10 seconds, they've gotten to what would have taken them 3 to 4 hours to get to. And now all that heavy lifting has been done. It's been done at a much better quality. It's gone into the finer granularity of the internet to get those nuggets of information I individually would have had a tough time finding. Now I can string it together. It's already actually strung it together. Now I can polish it, add the last, veneer to it, the last polish to it, and send it out. And the quality of what goes out using this new generative AI-based method of selling and researching is a gazillion times better than that hey there email, right? It's much more personal, and it will resonate, and it will give you responses. Sorry, long answer to your question.
No, it's great. It is so great. And as you were talking, I was wondering, is there, because lately I've been seeing this where companies will say their AI can match your voice, not your voice, but your writing voice or your thinking voice. So where does that fall into all of this?
Yeah, so it's important that, it is able to pick your voice, but it's even more important to be able to adjust to your prospect's tone.
Uh-huh.
That's really where the thing is. And this is, again, where our behavioral science model helps. Because, the dominant people are those people that write like well-thought-out, well-articulated 3 bullet points.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas the conscientious and steady kind of personalities, either because they're very skeptical or they're very detail-oriented, want reams of information. They want to analyze things on their own. Now, I like to give the example of Captain Kirk and Spock. I think you would remember who those guys were
on the
Starship Enterprise.
Yep.
So Kirk is your typical dominant personality. He's the captain of the Starship Enterprise. And well thought out in microseconds. He does not have time to read through reams of information. Spock, on the other hand, has a very quick mind, but wants to do very qualified analysis so that he can go to the captain and lay down the analysis in those three bullet points. Now, imagine if you were selling to these people and you misunderstood Kirk and you started sending him reams of information, white papers, videos, spec sheets, long drawn proposals, and so on. You're going to shut Kirk down. He's going to turn you off. I don't understand what's coming here. Right. On the other hand, if you were to go to Spock and you were to give him the three bullet point analysis, he would also shut you down because he expects to have a lot of information that he himself can independently verify and analyze. And these cross wiring of communications happens all the time in sales. And that is why 84% of B2B sales qualified leads do not translate into deals. They're either in the indecision stage or they are flat out no's because buyers and sellers are not communicating. So understanding the tone, or it being able to emulate my tone of and my style of writing, and hopefully I'm Shakespeare and I can write extremely well, which is a rarity in the first place for salespeople.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want my writing resonated over and over again. I think I'm a decent English writer, and I use AI to consistently improve what I've written and my tone. But for me, what is important is, yes, my tone is good, but I wanted to be able to speak to you, Diane, in a manner you will be able to understand and appreciate. So I take what I've written, I give it to Gilroy, and I say, Gilroy, please personalize this. Actually, I don't even need to say please. Say, Gilroy, personalize this for Diane. And Gilroy will do it, and it will be my message, what I want to communicate to you, well-researched, in a manner that will resonate emotionally, intellectually, and personally with you. And there is the differential in how I will get a better response rate from you versus that hey there email.
Wow. This is so great. I love this. Usman, thank you so much for sharing this information. I mean, this is the kind of episode that people are going to listen to over and over again because there's so much valuable information in it. So thank you so much for explaining this. Will you let the listeners know how they can find you and XIQ, please?
Yeah, so best place to go is on our LinkedIn, XIQ Inc. Our website is xiqinc.com. And I can be found on LinkedIn all the time, USMAN, so easy to remember, US man. And then Sheikh, Sheikh. And if you put XIQ, you'll find me. Simply do a search on XIQ, you'll find me on LinkedIn. Best way to go and connect over there. I post quite a bit. I'm also on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok. And XIQ has a very vibrant presence on both these places, and Reels and Facebook. So we're all over social media. We embrace it because those are the modern day tools of communicating with the next generation of buyers and sellers.
Right. Wow. I'm glad you said that too. Well, thank you. Really, really great stuff. Excuse me. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
Hey friends, this is Jim Knight, former 21-year Hard Rock executive turned best-selling author and top 10 keynote speaker.
And I'm Brant Menswar, former frontman of Hollywood's most dangerous band turned top 10 motivational speaker and best-selling author.
We host the how-to podcast Thoughts That Rock, where we talk to rock stars, athletes, CEOs, astronauts, and even next-door neighbors who share their expertise and opinions. Together, we tackle the most interesting and challenging topics of today.
Whether you want to learn how to become more confident, how to deal with anxiety at work,
or how to write a hit song, or use Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in life,
we've got hundreds of episodes to help amp up your life and move you forward.
Subscribe to Thoughts That Rock wherever you listen to podcasts, and check out evergreenpodcast.com for more information.